If you just joined the conversation, don't forget that coming up shortly, we are going to be chatting to Lisa van der Westhuizen as we continue to talk about things that matter to you. It's all about fitness, ladies and gentlemen. And if you can get down and dirty, it means you get to your desired body weight, as Liesl usually says. Liesl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Abs. Wow, how's the weather the last couple of days?
Absolutely. Okay, the last couple of days, yeah, here and there. But yesterday,
It really makes for tough training conditions, I must say.
You know, when you open the doors and the windows and everything and all of that, and then load shedding is gone, so you can't use the fan. Yeah. Or whatever. So you're done. There's nothing you can do.
You're baked.
It's tough, eh?
It is so tough. And then imagine trying to train in those conditions. And we spoke about it last week as well. People are out there training. They're not hydrating. They're not looking after their bodies while they're out there training. Please make sure that you have an electrolyte drink or something to sustain yourself in this heat. I can't reiterate it enough. Just, it's scary to see people training out there in this heat.
Just on that, we're going to talk about the electrolyte drink, because I've only, you know, every time you talk about electrolytes, there's one movie I remember. What's it, man? It's got Terry Crews in it, but it's like
anything with
Idiocracy.
Terry Crews. Oh, I haven't seen that
Idiocracy.
One.
Yeah, that's the movie. They talk about electrolytes, but we're going to be chatting about that. To you listening at home, by the way, 47 minutes after 4, radio and TV personality, general fitness and outdoorsy person and host of the LA Morning Show on KFM, Liesl van der Westhuizen, joins you once again for your weekly Friday fitness session as we talk all things that are fitness related. Today on the show, or on this segment, we talk about the Chris Hemsworth app. We talk about why keeping a fitness journal to log your workouts can have more benefits than you might expect. And of course, we talk about the app of the week, that is a Fit Key. What is it all about? Well, Liesl is in studio. Liesl, electrolytes.
Yes.
Explain.
So obviously, I'm not a nutritionist. I am just saying you're losing a lot of while you're training. So you're sweating a lot. So your body's losing a lot of water. You have to keep hydrated. So it's good to have something. If you're going for an easy workout for an hour, just some water is fine, they say. And this is from some of the tips that I've watched on a documentary by a fitness trainer in the States called Ben Greenfield. If you're training longer than an hour and it's fast and high intensity for more than an hour, especially in this heat, take something electrolytes. There's a lot on the shelf. Yeah. A friend of mine suggested making your own. So you have some water, 3 tablespoons of honey or teaspoons of honey, a little bit of sea salt or Himalayan salt, some lemon juice, some orange juice, some lime juice, grapefruit juice, and making your own hydrating drink, which is quite clever and money saving.
So Oros. Yes. That's all you should have said. Oros.
You see, good enough. Listen, whatever gets you going, whatever keeps you hydrated, whatever works for you. And maybe I'm suggesting something here, and we've got listeners who've got even better suggestions. And this is what I like about this, because we always get schooled every week by a listener. So educate us. It's a community talk.
Now, talking about the Chris Hemsworth app. Oh my goodness. Listen, I am man enough to admit that there are some families out there with good genes. And my goodness, the Hemsworth family. Okay, we're not there. We're not there.
But listen, they're Australian. They're practically, we're South African. We've all got good genes. I think we're on the same Southern Hemisphere pool. But yes, that family, every movie they're in, I have to watch, doesn't matter how good or how bad it is.
I have to agree. So he's got an app that's launching soon. So tell us a bit more.
So it launched this week and I was all excited, because I'd actually been told by a couple of listeners to say they've downloaded this app and they've started working on this app. And I thought, wow. And it was literally, they've all been waiting for the 11th of Feb, but launched earlier this week. And I was so excited to see the reviews were incredible. He worked with his wife, Elsa. You'll remember her in 2 or 3 of the Fast and the Furious movies, the Spanish actress. She was married to Dominique Loretto. He's the bald guy. I can't think of his real acting name, but in the movies.
Sorry, I know we're talking fitness. Is that his girlfriend?
It's his wife. That's his wife, and she worked with him on this app. I didn't know that was his wife.
I didn't know.
Yes. So she works on the app, because I saw in the reviews and I thought, oh, who is this? And then put 2 and 2 together after I did a bit of a Google research. Okay. And yeah, so she, and the reason why she worked with him on this app is the minute you say Chris Hemsworth, all the guys are like, yay, we want to be built like him. And women are going, well, why do I need to work out with Chris Hemsworth apart from seeing him without a shirt? But, the app is aimed for moms. The app is aimed for women. The app is aimed at men, and it's aimed at whatever your dietary requirements are as well. So it's not just a workout app where they give you workouts. You, get a mindfulness workout. You get a diet for the day, depending on what your dietary requirements are, depending if you're male, female, tall. They ask a whole lot of questions, and the reviews that are coming out, even though it's only been out a week, are raving and saying this is one of the best fitness apps. So I download it. I fill in my details. It asks your email, asks your name. It welcomes you by your name. And then I see $119. So I think 1,400 rand a month.
Horrible.
Wow. So I'm shocked. I'm completely shocked. I'm going, no, put this thing down. It's for the year.
Is that fair in terms of gym or fitness language?
Well, I think so. I mean, for the year, if you work it out, it's 100, which is over 100. Let's say call it 140 rand a month. You've got Chris Hemsworth giving you an eating plan, and you can work out your program. So it says weight loss, it says build muscle, or it's got three different options. You fill in everything. It literally asks you a whole lot of questions that you need to get through. And in terms of apps, and it's on special, so that's their 50% off deal. And I see they are going to bring out, but I didn't see it in on the South African store where it says monthly. But I mean, if you think 140 bucks a month. Mm. You can do it at home. It's saving you time to work out at home. Everyone's really raving about it. So yeah, so that's what I like. And it gives you, what we often forget is we train crazily the day. We eat properly, but we don't take time to fuel our minds. So it's also got a mindfulness exercise that it gives you every day. So a little bit of me time that you put back in. So from what I've seen and a little bit that I've, and it's only been out a couple of days, four or five days, it's really getting good reviews. And it's very focused on any body type, any fitness level, male, female, moms. It factors in your schedule as that. So it's a nice thumbs up for me. It's only been 4 days, so let's see how it progresses.
And what's it called again?
It's called Center. But if you just Google Hemsworth on any of the app stores, you'll definitely find him there.
I'm sure you'll see it there. Yeah. And so we are chatting to Liesel V as we continue to get some advice for you when it comes to fitness. What are some of your fitness routines? We'd love to hear from you. 021-446-0567. That is the number that you can dial. Be part of the conversation. So Liesel, you talk about, we talk about fitness as a journey. Mm. And it being a journey, you need to understand where you are at your journey. And it also helps to kind of look back and say, oh my goodness, I have, you know, this is where I was, this is where I am now. So let's talk about a fitness journal. What is it and why do you need it?
So as if we don't have enough to do in our lives every day, mm-hmm. logging our fitness is also very important. And I thought, oh, am I going to have to get a journal and actually write it down and go, today I did 6 sit-ups and I planked for 90 seconds and I did this and I did that. And there's actually a whole lot of apps that do that for you. So the nice thing is that a lot of, if you're doing not the freestanding weights, but the certain of the equipment at the circuit at the gyms, it links to your phone. And it actually can log your workout there as well. So you know that on Monday, because by Wednesday, I'm sure you've forgotten what arms you've done on Monday and what back exercises you've done on Tuesday. This logs it for you so that you know on Wednesday, okay, let's give arms, let's give back a rest, let's do legs. We didn't do calves last week. Let's work on calves. We didn't do this. So it actually helps and keeps you in track. And you can see where you've come and what you're doing. So they say you've got to log every single thing you do. So finding the right app, there's so many out there. And I'm busy testing a few. There's a number one at the moment with Livewire is Heavy Set, and it enters your data. It gives you a percentage of how your workout is. So that's something that I'm testing, but there's a few others. There's an app called Strong. There's an app called Fitbod, and Fitbod's nice because it gives you your body and it shows you where which exercises you have worked, which muscles you've worked. And then you can see a whole full program as well. So that's a nice thing. A lot of the spinning bikes also connect to your phone. So at the end of a spinning class, you just download and it adds in. And then at the end of the week, you can track, have you done enough cardio? Haven't done enough weights? What can I still do? What can I work on next week? And you can also see what works for you. Mm. So, we got to try and make it easy for ourselves. I don't want to actually sit there and write everything down because you've also got to have a food journal to see what you've eaten. So finding the right app just to quickly link to the machine, log your workout. And then at the end, if you've done free weights, you can just add in the extra bits
that you got. And then we've come to that stage where we talk of the app of the week. Then what is the app of the week?
So I'm liking this. This is called FitKey, and it's it helps you manage and find your fitness and different classes. So it gives you, I call it a taster of different classes. And it's a Cape Town thing, developed by two Americans that live in South Africa, Evan and Josh. And, they, when they moved here, they try to find workout classes and visit different classes. And you know what it's like when you're getting into your fitness and all your friends are saying, go to yoga, go to yoga. And you pay for that 3 month yoga membership and you only go to one class because you don't enjoy it. And I'm all about tasting and testing and seeing what works for you and not for, because your fitness journey is your own journey. It's not what works for me. It's not what works for abs. It's your, actually your own journey. So it's an app and it allows you to discover new classes, new studios, fitness activities online on your mobile app. You pay a percentage a month and, then you can only go to a certain amount of those classes. And after that, you can decide, okay, I like the yoga. I didn't like the Pilates. I like this studio for running. I didn't like the spinning studio. And then you can sign up. So it gives you taste bites of the different classes in Cape Town. And everyone has been raving about it. And it's really, it's easy to use on your phone. I downloaded it. I was able to find the classes. I was able to see what I liked. And so they say unlimited classes, all types of fitness, one key. That's their sign-in policy or their motto. And you can also get your points. It links to your fitness apps and you can get your points with certain of your medical aids.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us then once again, Liesl, for this week. But before we let you go, your parting words.
I thought because we're getting quite close to the cycle too, I'll give cycling tips every week because it's quite close and lots of cyclists on the road. If you're getting ready for your first cycle tour, try and practice in a group. Learn what group riding is all about, because on race day, it's all about starting in a group. You start in a group shoot, you leave out in a group. So make sure you're a bit more comfortable with pack riding. And if you're stuck, the Pedal Power Association have groups that leave from the northern suburbs and the southern suburbs every week. And you can just contact them and join in the groups. It's free. So you know that you say cycling in a group, you know that it's safe and it's been organized by a good cycling body. So that's my cycling tip for the week.
And just as we let you go, Liesl, you know, talking about cycling, you know, there are a lot of people that are looking to cycle and the conversation sometimes is around buying the right bike at the right price. So maybe next week you can share with us some tips. If I want to start riding bicycle or biking, where do I start?
Okay, we'll chat about that next.
Do I go second hand? Do I go first hand? Do I buy the 200,000 rand bike?
That's my answers will surprise you next week. So let's chat that about
Let's have a conversation. That is then radio and TV personality, general fitness and outdoorsy person, and the host of the Early Morning Show on KFM, Liesl van der Westhuizen.